All right, let's get to kind of a light agenda for the council. Last night went pretty fast.
We haven't had one like this probably in 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, 21 minutes.
We had to speed up the process this past week because we had some people that were out of the office. So we actually had our packet done on Tuesday. So there were some things we probably could have added had we – usually we get it out on Thursday. But just because of the timing element, we had to make sure that we had it out early. And so we had everything done on Tuesday and knew it might be a little light, but we'll probably make up for it next week.
So the next meeting, I should bring a sleeping bag?
Yeah. You might have to. So
extra coffee.
Extra coffee.
All right, let's get to the agenda. Anything, announcements, recognitions last night?
Nothing last night.
Consent agenda. Anything discussed?
Passed in its entirety.
Anything?
The one thing that I'll point out again, just a reminder, April 1st is when the sales tax rate is going to increase from 1.5% to 2%. So just want to make sure that anybody that is collecting sales tax, they remember that. The state of Nebraska, they've got some stuff on their site, and we're trying to make sure that we're doing some education as well, too. And that's based upon the voter-approved sales tax bond project that we're going to be having coming up here for the recreational project. So just a reminder, anybody that collects sales tax, that number is going to increase from 1.5% to 2% here on April 1st.
Regular agenda, approve the issuance of an RFP for comprehensive plan, zoning regulations, subdivision regulations, consulting services.
RFP is a request for proposals. Every 10 years, we do a comprehensive plan for the city, where we want it to grow, how we want it to grow, how we're going to get it done, so on and so forth. And so you hire experts to find experts these days, but hire experts to help you walk through it. And it's very intensive. It's very deep. We get the planning commissions involved. The city staff is involved. It's just a roadmap, if you will, of McCook. Housing, business, industry, recreation, the whole nine yards. So you have an idea, a plan. So when something comes forward, you look at it, say 5-6 years down the road, and say, is this how McCook's going to grow? Is this where we want it to be? So on and so forth. So it's the first step in getting this process going, but it's a very important process.
And a lot of times there are grants that are dependent upon having an updated comprehensive plan. Most communities, like cities of the first class, we all do a good job of trying to make sure that we maintain that 10-year update period. Statutorily, we have to do that. So we're right where we're supposed to be. The other two things we're going to work on are the zoning regulations and the subdivision regulations. Zoning regulations and subdivision regulations both need to be updated. That hasn't been done for 10 years. Our building inspector's actually been kind of going through some of the different districts, zoning districts, to kind of get a leg up on that. We appreciate Barry's efforts as far as that goes. We'll bring in our expert. He'll kind of work through some of the stuff that Barry's done. You know, the example here recently that just kind of makes you scratch your head and makes you realize, boy, it's really, there's a lot of stuff that goes into these things. We had a request for a special exception over on East B Street, like on East 10th and B Street here a few months ago. And that property in that area is zoned as industrial. Well, none of those lots that have been carved up are industrial-sized lots based upon our zoning requirements. And so that makes you scratch your head and say, well, wait a second. How do you allow for a special exception when the lot already is non-conforming? And so we have all those kinds of things everywhere where we have to kind of take a look and figure out if we can make some adjustments. I know at one point in time, I think back in the day, you know, you saw a lot of this is what we want, this is how we want to try to get to that point without really thinking about what it means for all the existing properties and structures. And so there are some of those kinds of things. Sometimes there are some definitions that are lacking. So if you look at a zoning district and it says these are the permitted principal uses and structures, and you look at a permitted principal use and structure, and then you go to the definition, and there's no definition for that permitted principal use and structure, that gets really complicated. And so there are things like that that we need to do. And on the subdivision regulation side, we know that there are some things there that we can improve. This last year, we actually started the process by abandoning our old replat process for subdividing current subdivisions or additions and going to the vacation and plat method. But this will be kind of a continuation of that. So there's always things for us to do, always things that we can do a little bit better, things for us to improve. Last time we did this, I think that we got a better product, and now we've got 10 more years of experience, and I think that we could probably make an even better product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Update regarding the swimming pool, ballpark, and park projects again last night.
Pool's moving forward.
Yeah, we're moving along. We have the construction manager selected. We had a good meeting with him last week, as well as with our pool engineer, Andy Smith. We are going to be setting up a time to meet with the pool committee, work through the amenities as they are currently penned out in the concept. We are going to have to figure out exactly where we're at monetarily. There may be some, you know, revisions or some corrections or maybe some things that we can do to try to save some dollars here or there. Ultimately, the determinations made by the pool committee with staff and council and our engineer and construction manager helping, that's going to generate a guaranteed maximum price. Once we hit that guaranteed maximum price, we're going to be ready to go. And that guaranteed maximum price really is the key, because that's where we say, okay, you know, once we have this penciled down, this is what we're going to spend on the pool. If it exceeds that, it becomes the construction manager's responsibility. So it becomes very important to that construction manager that we stay underneath that, because they don't want to have to spend any more of their dollars. And so really things are going to get very real here very quickly. And it's exciting. Our timeline still is to have this project started in June. We want to try to have this demoed and built then by the start of next summer. So May, June of 2024 is when we want to have that done. We made some progress. I got to close out the CCCFF planning grant. Now we're hoping for good news on the construction grant. We just did that here this last week. Debbie Thorpe helped me out with that. I don't know if you're familiar with the Amplifone application that the state uses, but it's kind of complicated, and Debbie is really good at maneuvering through those things, so I appreciated her help
on
that.
Everything with the state is complicated.
It's complicated, and I spent a lot of time trying to – oh, boy. There have been a couple times where I've almost thrown my computer out the window. It frustrates the living daylights out of me, but that's done, and I guess to me that signifies progress. We're going from the planning phase now to the construction phase, and so that was kind of a big milestone for me when I was checking that off the list last week. On the ballpark side, we've got a good meeting scheduled this week with the College Foundation. Pam Gast and Jim Hall, Paul Wood will be a part of that conversation. Lloyd and Elizabeth Benjamin will be there, and then we're going to have our attorney come in from Lincoln. He's a construction attorney by trade, and we're going to kind of work through an agreement that will eventually find its way to the council. The plan is to have the College Foundation, they're going to build this, and then we're going to pay them for the final product, and we need to kind of get to the point where we're all comfortable with what that is that we're going to be buying, and those proceeds from that bond will be utilized to help pay for that. The other thing that we've been doing internally, we know that water is going to be instrumental into making this project work, and so we've been identifying sums that might be available to help assist to stretch water out to that location. We're talking about Road 716, so west of Orchelins, probably about an eighth of a mile. And there is no water. We don't think that probably the submersible well format is a great format out there. We've talked to the NRD. NRD has said that there's probably not a lot of water there available. So the one thing that I know that we're probably going to have to consider with this would be the addition of a booster station, which is going to make it a little bit more expensive. But we're going to try to get everything penciled out as best we can, figure out what we've got available to help move this project along, make sure that we're all kind of thinking along the same lines. There is a fundraising component that the College Foundation is going to be responsible for, and we want to get them off and running with a good start. And so once we iron out some of the terms, I think that's going to be good. Also, as far as parks, we had a quick conversation on parks last night. We had a good parks board meeting last week. And there's a group of people that are really working hard to get an all-inclusive playground started over at the Kelly Park area where the existing park sits. And basically, it's a full-scale replacement is what they're talking about as far as the equipment that's there. And if you look at the equipment, you know, that's equipment that was probably put in the 90s, I want to say, mid-90s, late 90s. And so it's really done a good job. We were kind of looking up how long playground equipment is supposed to last, and 20 years is the life expectancy for playground equipment. Well, that's exceeded the 20-year period that you would usually see for playground equipment. So it's time to update, and this group is really doing a good job of spearheading this. They are trying their best to come up with a game plan. They've worked with a company to kind of develop some concepts, and we're going to continue working through some of those concepts, utilizing the Parks Board, taking the recommendations to the council, then hopefully getting that off the ground and getting a new park over at Kelly Park that everybody's going to be able to utilize. So looking forward to that.
All right.
Seen one of those all-inclusive parks.
Holdridge has one.
They have one. I saw one in North Platte over by the hospital. And, it's a great concept. It's a great park. All kids can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, just turn your kid loose there, and they will have a ton of fun. So when I heard we had a committee formed to do this all-inclusive, I just – tickled. We've needed this for so many years.
And it's led by Mariah Pearson and Emily Young. We appreciate their efforts. They're doing a great job. So, very positive, very community-oriented, very thoughtful, thinking about what is going to be best for all of our kids, regardless of what their situation is. Everybody's going to be able to use this.
There's no playground equipment that is made anymore that's 20 feet in the air, is there?
No. Those, there's a day and age where you used to see those kinds of things. But we were joking about it. Kyle and I were laughing the other day. When we were kids, the swing sets all had asphalt underneath the swings, and that was just the way it was. Probably against people's better judgment at that time. That's just what they did. Nowadays, we know that's probably not the way it should be done. But
it toughens you up.
Yeah. But it's
rub some dirt on it.
Right.
It is funny though, because I think that sometimes we all tend to get kind of caught up in the nostalgia, and nostalgia is important. I mean, all those things are extremely important. But also safety's got to be paramount, and making sure, and the city's obligation is to make sure that people are safe. If we've got equipment out there that people are going to use, they've got to be safe, and that extends beyond its useful life. With that rocket slide, I know that's kind of what you were alluding to. We had talked to our insurance carrier, and they had basically told us, look, you've got cradle to grave liability. So if somebody were to execute a waiver of liability, maybe for them it would be okay, but for that next person that was using it, or a person that they invite out to use it, that they, have a head entrapment issue or whatever the case may be, the city would be liable. And so we've got to think about those things and make sure we're not putting ourselves in a bad spot. But the new equipment, I think, is going to be perfect, and it's going to be something that everybody's going to be able to use and be proud of.
Well, the swings were that back when Jerry's talking about the concrete. Now, when you try to get as high as you, and then jump off, land on the concrete. That tells you.
I saw some nice broken arms and whatnot. As a kid,
we survive.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, we all kind of laugh about it now, but I don't think anybody wants to be a helicopter parent. I don't think this is really being a helicopter parent by saying we're going to make sure our playground equipment is as safe as possible. You just don't want to have kids get hurt. So
no, that's fun.
All right. Next up on the water department rates and fees, sewer department, water department. This on second reading last night.
Yeah, we proved it on second reading, 6% increase. And as you and I were talking earlier, Rich, I've had a few people ask me about it out and about in the community. And, nobody likes a water and sewer increase. But as with everything in this country, our expenses to run the water department and the sewer department both are going up. And, of course, we have two major projects, one at each location that's going to take several million dollars. And of course, I need to remind everybody that the water and sewer, they're enterprise funds. They do not come from your property tax. They're self-supporting. What you pay on that water bill generates the funds to run those two. And we all know you have to have water and you have to have the wastewater treatment. Those two go hand in hand. And we're going to make some impressive improvements to both locations. So, yeah, 6%'s a little uncomfortable, I'll grant you that, but if we don't do that, we've seen some communities that have just kept kicking the can down the road, and then they turn around and a few years they've had 15, 20, 30% mm-hmm. increases in water rates, and that's not smart leadership. That's not good stewardship of the people's money. So, yeah, 6%'s a little tight, but we're just keeping up with what the experts recommend we need to do so we aren't insolvent. So the water department, sewer department can pay their bills and so on and so forth. So when you turn that tap water, you got water coming out. When you flush the toilet, it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. I try to explain that to people on the street that, yeah, everything goes up. It's just the way it is. But we're doing our level best to keep the increases as low as possible, but still maintaining a quality water and sewer system.
And we've got some, like Jerry was saying, some big projects on the water side. We're going to have pretty much all of South McCook switched out. We've got a project that's going to finalize some of that. We're going to have some water line that's going to run from South Street across Highway 83 over to the residential area there. And then we're going to run some additional line up to the north, take it up to West A Street. And like I said, you know, that's going to take care of the majority of the south part of McCook. And then we'll continue to review and update. We've got lots of projects that we know we're going to be working on, but it's not feasible to go ahead and do it all at one time. You have to go ahead and take off little bits and pieces. We take out loans that are paid by these user fees, and so we try to time everything so it all works out and gels together just perfectly. I'd had somebody at one point in time that said, well, why don't you switch out the entire system? Well, that would require a 300% increase based upon the math. And so that's not feasible. And so we take things in bits and pieces and we do it to the best of our ability. And we try to make sure that everything is updated as quickly as we can get to it. But it's going to take a little bit of time to do so. So.
South McCook was our oldest section, was it not?
Right up there towards the top of the list. Yeah. I mean, you've got the original and then first and second edition South McCook.
Yeah, our residents down there have needed this project for a long time. It's good that it's coming together.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty involved, but it'd be great when it's done.
Third, one more reading coming up again next month?
Correct.
All right. Council comments. Anything last night?
I don't know what they had for lunch at the senior center, but Gene complimented Beth on the St. Patrick's Day lunch at the senior center.
Oh, it had to have been like
cabbage corned beef and cabbage. I don't know what it was. I didn't look.
Gene just said it was a splendid lunch and
Corned beef and fish.
Oh yeah, that's right, because it's Lent. Yeah, I had
Anyway,
but as usual, Beth and her crew do an outstanding job up there.
They do an awesome
job. We have an unbelievably great senior center compared to other communities. Ours is. Well, especially they really showed their value during the COVID crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they came over and above the top. They set a new standard for service to the people. So Beth and her crew are awesome.
Yeah, our full-time staff over there, Joni and Tracy and Matt, they do a phenomenal job. And then we've had some people that have come in and helped. We've had to have some people fill in and spots. Jody Radel had helped at one point in time, and Natalie Mickey was there helping, and we appreciate everybody's help over there. It really is a great facility. And like Jerry said, you know, when you look at where McCook is compared to other senior centers, it really is something for us to be proud of. I know here, I think it was this last year, we were doing more business, serving more people than North Platte was. And so, you know, you're talking about a town of 7,500 people compared to a town of 24,000. You know, people really do rely on that senior center. It's a great service that we provide to people in our community, especially people that are a little bit older. So,
next meeting for the council is going to be April.
I think it's the 1st or 3rd.
Is it April Fool's Day?
April 3rd.
Oh, it's April 3rd.
Ooh. Yeah.
April 3rd, yep.
April the 3rd.
Yeah, April Fool's Day would be kind of appropriate, wouldn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
It's probably been on the April Fool's before.
It has been on April Fool's before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, and no, there's a lot of things going on right now and a lot of things we've got to get done in a fairly short period of time. So it's exciting, but things are humming right now. And that's the way I think we want it. So I think that everybody in the community is excited. I think there is a sense of excitement. I can kind of gather it from talking to people. Some things that are on the horizon that, you know, whether it's recreational projects or housing projects or new business. I mean, there are some things that are going on right now that people are really excited about. And we're just trying to take steps to plan for all those things and keep ahead of the curve. So,
any other meetings to speak of?
Not, you know what? Not. Right now, we don't have a Board of Zoning Adjustment meeting. We will have a Planning Commission meeting next month on an industrial development, and so that's exciting. Working on some stuff in relationship to that, we're doing a blight and substandard study, which is always kind of a good sign because that means that there's some development going on. I got to get a contract signed. I couldn't get my printer to work the other day, and so I couldn't sign off on it, but I'm going to try to get that out today.
Did that go out the window with
yeah, computer? Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you what, that computer last week was about ready to get shot-putted, or maybe discus tossed. I don't think shot-put would have been far enough away from me. I would have had to have tossed it across the block. But yeah, I think that we're really moving forward with a lot of different cool projects. So looking forward to some really exciting next few months.